Rumors are circulating that Pope Francis is opening 5 sacred portals at the Vatican on Christmas Eve. We'll look at the truth of what's actually going on at the Vatican, including yet another failed attempt by them to glorify Jesus alone at their nativity scene this year. We'll also look at 2 prophecies in the book of Isaiah that speak about Jesus Christ being born 700 years before it happened. Vatican to open 5 sacred portals for once in quarter century ritual. This is the claim that's going around, but the Vatican hasn't made any reference to opening portals. What's actually going on is they're opening sacred holy doors that tourists will go visit and be able to walk through. The ritual is known as the opening of holy doors, and it marks the start of a special period of forgiveness for the Catholic Church. The ritual has been performed since the 15th century and involves physically opening ceremonial doors for people to walk through. No, the Pope isn't opening 5 portals to other worlds on Christmas Eve. They are not portals to other worlds, planes, or dimensions. And the 5 doors will be opened over more than a week, not just on Christmas Eve. The Global Catholic Television Network, EWTN, posted a video talking about this ceremony.
All is set at the Vatican for the traditional Christmas celebrations and the start of the Jubilee year. A busy 2 weeks for the Holy Father will start Tuesday on Christmas Eve.
I have to stop the video right there because this is a massive, blasphemous mistake that continues on for some reason to this very day by the Catholic Church to call the Pope their Holy Father. Anyone who has read the Bible knows that Jesus was extremely focused on mentioning how his and our Father is in heaven alone and not some man on the earth. Do not call anyone on earth your Father, for one is your Father, he who is in heaven. Now we know other places in the Bible reference earthly fathers, so that terminology is okay in that instance. This seems like it's specifically towards people who reference a spiritual father, and Jesus makes it very clear that you're only supposed to call one person your spiritual father, and that is the Father in heaven. When Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray, the very first thing that Jesus says is, "Our Father who is in heaven, not some man here on the earth." 1 Corinthians chapter 8 also highlights the importance of making the reference to your spiritual father being only for your Father in heaven. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Now that that's cleared up, let's get back to the rest of that video.
Christmas at the Vatican will truly be a unique experience this year. It all begins on Christmas Eve when the Pope opens the Holy Door in St. Peter's Basilica. This kicks off the 2025 Jubilee year, a time of grace, forgiveness, and spiritual renewal for the Church and the faithful worldwide. During this period of Christmas celebrations, 3 more Holy Doors will be opened at the Papal Basilicas. But the Vatican has announced that the Pope will not be present. The doors will remain open throughout the whole year for the passage of pilgrims, a transition from sin to grace, which every Christian is called to make.
So that's what's actually going on with this ceremony. It's a ceremony opening a specific set of holy doors for visitors to go to, and it signals the Jubilee year that the Catholic Church is declaring. Now, that doesn't mean that the Catholic Church hasn't done anything strange this Christmas season, because at this point, it's practically a tradition for them to do so. Let's look first at 2 of the recent strange things they've done around the Christmas season. In 2019, at the Vatican Christmas concert, a young indigenous woman gave a speech about the Amazon, and this is what she instructed the people there to do. "First of all, I want to ask everyone to put your hands in this form there where you are. You will feel a strong vibration. This is the heart, your heart, but also the heart of the Mother Earth. And in the other side, where you feel the silence, there is the spirit that allows us to understand the message of the Mother. For us, the indigenous Pueblos, and above all for my Pueblo, the Mother Earth, the Hichagaya, is everything. It is the mother that provides food. She is the one that gives us the sacred water. She is the one that gives us the medicinal plants and power and reminds us of our origin, the origin of our creation. This is why we offer her our placenta at birth and first cut of hair. Our connection with her is constant, just like when you feel the pulse and just like when you feel the heart vibrate. Somehow, no one at the Vatican found it odd or decided to correct this woman when falsely giving God's creation and his order to the false idol Mother Earth. In 2020, the Vatican's nativity scene looked nothing like you would imagine, a representation and celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Mary, Joseph, and an astronaut, the Vatican's unconventional nativity scene mocked. It appears that this year the goal was to make a science fiction nativity instead of actually glorifying and trying to represent the actual miraculous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as far as what's gone on this year, the Vatican has done a few strange things. The first one we'll look at is the mascot they've created to celebrate this new Jubilee year. Meet Luce, the Vatican's cartoon mascot for Jubilee 2025. There are two strange things about this mascot that we can notice right away. Besides the fact that this was created by an anime studio, Tokidoki, who has their own pride collection, first the name Luce, which is an Italian name, looks oddly similar to Lucy, which some people use as a short form name to talk about Lucifer. Luce also means the light, which is another descriptive form connected to Lucifer, the light bearer. But the strangest part of this Vatican mascot is that it's holding what's known as a stang. We can see that all of the other characters designed along with it are also holding stangs. And here is a few different instances where Pope Francis has also been seen holding a stang. So what is a stang, you may ask? Well, according to Pathos.com, it says the stang is adorned by many modern traditional witches, myself included. It's a tool whose use powerfully evokes a sense of connection to something old and primitive. In its simplest form, a forked staff, witches use the stang in various ways, including representing the horned one, aiding in spirit flight, and directing energy. Besides this new mascot being introduced for the Jubilee year, the Vatican's nativity scene once again brought controversy. Vatican removes Palestinian keffiyeh nativity scene amid backlash. Vatican appears to have removed a nativity scene that showed baby Jesus lying on a keffiyeh, the traditional scarf used as a national symbol by Palestinians that anti-Israel activists have donned at their protests. Jesus should be the Vatican's mascot. Jesus should be the only one celebrated and recognized on Christmas. The birth of Jesus should be the main focus of every nativity scene, not astronauts or political statements about Palestine. The fact that evil forces are trying to corrupt the true story of Jesus' birth at Christmas time is one reason why I believe celebrating Christmas is a good thing. Why would Satan divide against himself and try to corrupt something if it was already for him? Jesus told us that a divided house cannot stand, and Satan would never go against Satan. Some examples of this are in 2021, Satanic Holiday, outrage as Satanic Temple displays demonic baby next to nativity scene at State House and shouts, "Hail Satan." And this year, 2024, this article from December 9th, the Satanic Temple unveils demonic statue near nativity scene at New Hampshire State House. Let's not forget Kamala Harris's weird, unhinged, and hypocritical statement about saying Merry Christmas.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
This article from NBC News in 2019 also tries to make it sound like saying Merry Christmas is something that old Republicans say. Today, however, the practice of using Merry Christmas is a fraught one. The choice between sticking with the traditional salutation or the more politically correct Happy Holidays is riven by differences in ideology, age, geography, and gender. The person most likely to insist on Merry Christmas would be a Republican man over 60 who lives in the Midwest. The archetypal Happy Holidays proponent is a young 18 to 29 female Democrat living in the Northeast. Luckily, as far as that goes, in the past 1 to 2 years, it looks like that type of ideology is actually going away, and more people are open to just talking about Christmas since the majority of people in the West and in America do celebrate it. Is the war on Christmas over? Polling suggests fewer Americans think it exists. I truly believe that not celebrating the real meaning of Christmas would be a huge disservice to the world. This is the main time of year when, being out in public, you will see references to biblical stories, Jesus in a manger, and Bible verses being talked about and sung for everyone to hear and see. We should take every opportunity we can to spread the truth about Jesus Christ to the rest of the world. Some Christian content creators came together and made a video talking about how Christmas is not pagan.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We are once again reminding the world
that Christmas is not pagan.
Seriously.
Did pagan festivals on December the 25th predate Christmas celebrations?
History says no.
Are decorated trees an inherently pagan symbol?
Pretty sure God got there first.
There are no causative links between modern Christmas practices and pagan traditions.
But even if there were...
Seriously, there's not.
The date and decorations are only the box.
What's inside the box is what really matters.
And Christmas is all about Jesus,
the Son of God.
Heaven's light.
Humanity's hope.
Prince of Peace.
So, ditch the dumb conspiracy theories.
Ignore the internet cringes.
Get along to church.
And come, let us adore him.
Wes Huff has a full video on his YouTube channel discussing all the main claims as to why people say that Christmas is pagan. The video is titled, Christmas is Not Pagan, and Here's Why. The miracle of Jesus' birth should be proclaimed to everyone. In the book of Isaiah, we have prophecies written 600 years before it happened. These are the types of things that I believe the Vatican should focus on. These should open the eyes of every non-believer. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isaiah 9:6 also gives specific prophecy about the birth of Jesus. I have part of it tattooed here on my arm. Unto us a son is given, because this verse single-handedly says that every Abrahamic religion that is not accepting Jesus Christ as Lord is in error. The Jews need to accept that the mighty God in this passage is referencing Jesus Christ, and the Muslims need to accept that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We often talk about how evil people have taken things over in the world, kids shows, music, television, etc. Even if Christmas has some aspects to it that you don't like, you can choose to not partake in those. But secondly, isn't it about time that we take things over for the kingdom of God? With Christmas, we have the opportunity to talk about the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ. And I, for one, am going to take that opportunity. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men."